Hello and welcome again to another edition of the Barely Coherent podcast, a special holiday edition, as we are bringing this to you for once from the same time zone.
Yes, that's right, the eastern seaboard of the United States.
Although we're not in the same place, Bob, you're in Brooklyn.
That's right.
I am surrounded by alligators in deepest, darkest Florida, which it is pretty dark, actually, because I've got the lights off here on the porch, and I don't want the bugs to come in. But what are we tasting tonight, Bob?
But can I ask you a technical question before we move on to the tasting?
It's kind of interesting
bit for the listeners, because you've just admitted that you're sitting in the dark, practically in a swamp somewhere in Florida. Now, would that be deceiving the listeners if you put in the a pub background din in order to make it sound slightly more authentic, as if we're sitting in a bar or a cafe somewhere?
Well, I'm not sure what's more authentic, crickets or the pub din. I think we'd have generic pub din and crickets, and we pretend we're sort of like in an outdoor rural cafe.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in a rural cafe with crickets in late December here in New York City.
They're very popular now.
They are. They're the it thing right now in New York. So
absolutely.
Okay, so we are having the Sierra Nevada Torpedo Dry Bay, which I think we've both had before, but we've never done a tasting of it.
I've had it before. I'm going to try to open it without spilling it all over my computer.
Yeah, that's going to be tough in the dark, especially when threatening alligators. There you go. I have mine now as well. Let's see. Since you're in the dark, it's going to be hard for you to judge the color. It's a very nice sort of amber, at least in the light that I'm looking at it in. I guess in the light you're looking at it in,
I'm looking through it onto a white background of my laptop. And
okay.
I would say amber looks pretty good, yeah?
Yeah. It's got a nice hoppy smell to it. It's interesting, I suppose, as any self-respecting extra IPA should. Are you ready to give it a taste?
Oops, I'm kind of one step ahead, sorry.
That's quite nice. Wow, I've just had a sensation which I haven't had for many years, which is grapefruit juice.
Yeah, there's definitely some grapefruit juice in there.
I like grapefruit juice, bear in mind. I don't drink it regularly, and this beer just really, really brought me a very, very strong taste of grapefruit juice.
I'll go with that. Very, very strong grapefruit.
Very resiny as well. Getting that sort of fruity at first, and then it gets a bit more sort of piney, resiny at the end.
At the beginning, I'm also tasting something like almost berry-like, maybe even a cranberry or something like that. Like a tart berry.
I don't get that, but maybe it's because you're in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, it's also got a nice carbonation to it. It's sort of sweet, very hoppy. Very, very pleasant beer.
Yeah, it's not an outrageous hop like the BrewDog Punk or something crazy that has all those passion fruits and whatnot.
That's right. Yeah, this is quite a nice beer. I mean, again, nothing extraordinary, but certainly very, very pleasant.
All a drinkable beer. Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes the IPAs can be a little bit too syrupy and sweet, I find.
That's right.
But this, I think, I could have a few of these and be perfectly happy.
Yeah, so this will keep the alligators happy.
It should. It's a torpedo, so if one gets too close to you, at least if they're underwater, you could sort of...
Actually, they run. I tried to get close to one to take a photo. Okay, I got reasonably close, but as soon as I got, 20 steps, they just take off and they run away. They're pretty skittish.
Well, it's a good thing it ran away from you rather than toward you,
yeah,
right?
Well, I mean... They seem to avoid trouble, though.
They do know trouble when they see it.
I'm bad. Bob in New York, and I've been Andrew here in Florida, and we have been trying the... What is it, Bob? I can't read the label.
The Sierra Nevada Torpedo Extra IPA.
Thank you.
Thank you.